This one is called Moments with My Master. He is so wonderful to let me see him in my ordinary day, which some might consider being mundane. I think of these precious times as moments with my master. He reveals himself to me in the quiet of the day. He let me see the sunrise this morning, my puppy sniffing a petunia flower. He let me hear myself laugh out loud while hearing my baby granddaughter giggling. He gives me an appreciation for tasty treats like strawberries dipped in chocolate and apples dipped in caramel, popcorn for me and Sparky, my doggie. He reminds me of scents of sweet pine in a memorable vacation through the Swiss Alps. There are also memories of my last visit to the beach when I woke to seagulls and surf splashing outside my beach house window. His love is displayed by giving me a beautiful scene to paint 9 mountain bluebirds in my Louisiana backyard. He speaks of his love for me when I hear a song on the radio that he spoke to another heart to record, and then another heart to play. His timing is so perfect as I sit in church and he opens my heart to hear a sermon that I know was meant just for me. He touches a friend to give me a call and encourage me in this trial of my life. He visits me in friendships and fellowships. He answers prayers when I pray for loved ones and friends and reminds me in my prayer time of other times he answered prayer because I looked to him. He sends me to a doctor that I know is handpicked by him. He owns the title deed to my life and allows me to be a steward of his many blessings. I strive to do my very best for him because I want to reflect his goodness, his direction, his focus, and his purpose for all people. He purposes for me to present his son, Jesus Christ, because he loves the world so much, he gave Jesus that whoever believes in him would not perish, but receive eternal life. John 3:16. Father, you are as close as my next heartbeat. You hold my eternity, Father, and you are the master of my moments. Thank you, in the precious name of Jesus.